The upcoming Lafayette Symphony Orchestra concert Galactic Journey promises to be sonically and visually spectacular. I recently asked music director Nicholas Palmer how he came up with the concept.
We have been trying to combine different elements this season to have a little bit more variety and to help increase our audience. So the idea came to me. I did this exact concert a few years ago with another orchestra, and it was really, really successful. So I happen to be a huge fan of movie music anyway, so I thought, since so much of the music from Star Wars was influenced by the planets of Holst, that those two would make a nice pairing. And a lot of people who've never heard an orchestra will really appreciate hearing music that's, fairly familiar performed live by a really big orchestra. So I decided to put those two works together, the Star Wars suite and the planets. And then we needed something to open the concert, and so I chose the introduction from Also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, which, of course, was used in the movie 2001.
Richard Strauss, just one of two Strausses involved in that score for 2001 A Space Odyssey. Johann Strauss's Blue Danube also used to great effect.
And just the way Stanley Kubrick used the kind of space ballet with all this music is really amazing.
I often wonder if he was responsible for choosing the Also Sprach.
I think he was, actually. He had these pieces in mind that he really, really liked. And, yeah, it makes sense. And that's true, too, of with Star Wars, because George Lucas had some specific pieces of music in mind when he suggested to John Williams what he wanted musically to happen with Darth Vader, for example. And a lot of it comes from Mars, from the planets. There's things that come from Brahms symphonies. There are other things that come from the planets as well, not just the Darth Vader music. But a lot of audiences who don't know the planets will hear it and know how it's related. But, it's interesting to me, too, that John Williams is a composer who brought lush symphonic scores back into the mainstream of movie music. For a while, it started that way in the 30s and 40s, and then we got a little bit more of an austere style when you think of things like Hitchcock movies, especially something like Psycho, which was done with 11 string instruments, and The Birds, which is just electronic sounds, and movies like that. But then in the 70s, John Williams started, especially with Star Wars, to bring back these lush romantic scores, which are very appealing, and perform them really well with wonderful orchestras like the London Symphony, which performs on the Star Wars movies.
And speaking of lush and expanded, if Gustav Holst were alive today, perhaps he would be doing film scores, because he spent all of World War I crafting his large suite, The Planets.
I agree that he would have. And there were a lot of really great composers who did write some wonderful film scores, Sergei Prokofiev among them, with Alexander Nevsky and others. And William Walton, too. Holst, I'm sure, because he was someone who thought visually anyway. But interestingly enough, the Planets is not about the planets themselves. It's about the astrological implications of the planets. Mm-hmm. So when you think of Mars, that's associated with the sign Aries and with this kind of aggressive style. But, interestingly, too, when it was written, it was right around the time of the First World War, and a lot of people saw this first movement especially as the aggression of war, in addition. But you can sense the very, very distinct differences between all the movements. They go from, heavy to light, and there's some in there that are just spectacular. For example, Saturn, which was the composer's favorite of all the movements, which is all about father time and how time ticks away. It's funny that Pluto hadn't been discovered at that time, because now we don't even think Pluto's a planet anymore.
That's right.
So we worked out okay.
Well, your galactic journey will involve not just music, but also a special guest and some stunning visuals.
For the planets, we also have some really, really exciting extras. We have first a Purdue grad who was part of the NASA and was an astronaut. David Wolfe will be joining us, and he's very, very excited about being involved. He will be doing narration for the planets, and he's done a lot of this before and really enjoys it, and we're excited that he's back in his adopted hometown to be with us. And also, we have some really spectacular slides from NASA that are just really amazing, high-resolution slides of the planets that will be going along with the music and the narration as well. So it's going to be really, really cool. And I urge people to get tickets soon because we're hoping for a sellout.
The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra's Galactic Journey, Saturday evening, October 20th at 7:30 at the Long Center, with Nicholas Palmer conducting the orchestra. Tickets and more information are available at the symphony's website, LafayetteSymphony.org, or at 742-6463.